It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning, and welcome to News for Seniors on this third Sunday in March. Let's hope that spring can't be too far behind. This winter's gone so fast, but I guess when one is older, it just seems to go too fast. And it really goes fast when one is busy. And speaking of busy, my guest today is one very busy lady. She's Harvine Bruger, and she and her husband Bill are full-time residents here in Florida, so they can keep an eye on King's Gate while some of us go back north. Welcome, Harvine. I'm so glad that you could make it today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You know, in your former life, as we say,
yes,
you were a nurse.
Yes, I was. I was the charge nurse in the cardiac step-down unit for about 15 years before I retired.
Do you think nursing has changed much since?
Yes, absolutely. I haven't been involved in probably 20 years, but to hear the stories of friends who are still involved, it is much different than it used to be.
Well, the whole medical thing, yeah.
Yes. Much stricter, much more rules for your privacy, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and just like my husband was an old-fashioned doctor.
Yes.
Made house calls. Nobody's heard of those. Well, you also work on our channel. We have a channel here, and you might explain what that is. And then your husband also does works on the website.
Yes. The in-house channel is regulated from the office, and people put in messages to be put on as information, and you can view it on your television through the day, and I do it all year round, even in the summer when nobody else is here. There's always a few things happening that need to be taken care of, particularly utility things from the park, where the water might be turned off or the electricity might be turned off or something, and hopefully enough people are looking at it that they know what's going on.
Yes. Are there many people that stay here this summer?
There's about 30 of us.
Ooh.
A few new ones. We got a few new ones this last summer, but then we also lost a few, so it equals out.
I think this is the year of change.
Oh, I
big
think so.
Big change. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're seeing a lot of new people. A lot of baby boomers.
Yes, yes. I know they're getting younger and younger. Unfortunately, I used to know everybody, and now I know very few.
I'm with you. But I like the baby boomers. They've kind of adopted me. It's been fun.
That's nice. Although I like they're very keen on volunteering, and they like to be involved, and I think that's great because now I can sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah, we can let them go.
Let them go.
You also arrange for flu shots and things like that.
That's right. I do work with the Sarasota County and do the flu shots, and on occasions we have had a shingle shot clinic when it's been available or there's enough interest in it.
Mm-hmm. And you do other things too, don't you?
I do. I'm very active with the Quilting Divas of Kings Gate Park.
Yes, we're going to talk about that in a little, right after this message from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home because I tended to sit there by myself. And here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat. And the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
We're talking today with Harvine Bruger, and she has a very special project that was very successful here at King's Gate. Well, how'd you get involved in the Divas?
The Divas started about 5 years ago when one of our renters was a quilter, and she agreed to show us some quilting skills. Then to come to find out the people who showed up, a lot more of them quilted than we really were aware of, but they were quilting at home by themselves. I have been sewing since I was 9 years old. My aunt was a Singer sewing machine consultant, and she taught me to sew. So I have always sewed, but I didn't quilt. And now this has opened up a whole new venue for me. I enjoy it so much. I have now nieces and nephews who are having babies, and I love making baby quilts for them. But then we found that as you get involved in it, you find out other projects that are being done. We have made walker bags for nursing homes. We have made other items for as service items. But then we found out about this Quilts for Kids. And you can go online, quiltsforkids.com, and you can find out all about it. Plus, they will send you a kit. And it's all cut out. It's all ready to go. All you're paying for is the postage to get it. And then after you have made it, to return it. And it's given to children either who are sick in the hospital or maybe are being taken out of an abusive home in the middle of the night and they need to be wrapped in a quilt because they don't own anything of their own. This organization was formed about 12 years ago, and the lady who formed it had her access to a lot of quilts, a lot of fabric that was being discontinued, which meant it was being thrown away. So she started making quilts, and her friends helped her and whatever. Well, then that went away, so then she got into the idea, well, maybe if I have donations, so you can donate your time, you can donate your fabric, and you can donate your money always. But it's such a joy because the quilts are colorful, they're always child-oriented, and they're fun to do. They're each and every one of them is different.
Well, I know you showed them at one of our morning coffees. They were beautiful.
Yes, they were. And the girls who are quilting are either people who have quilted all their life or those who have never quilted and they made a quilt. Nancy made a quilt for the first time. So that was really great. She knew how to sew, and a matter of just learning how to change that technique of sewing into quilting.
That's neat. How many ladies do you have?
There's usually between 8 to 12 to 15, depending. Some renters come. Some people come all the time, some people come some of the time, and each year it seems to go one way or the other. And if we're not working on the quilts, we're working on our own projects.
Now, do you meet once a week?
Once a week on Thursday mornings.
And we always have to let the people that do the calendar know what we're doing in the calendar.
Yes, right.
It's hard to find time, isn't
it? That's right, but we have this set time in stone, 9:30 to 12. The craft room is ours.
No, that's amazing. An old-fashioned quilting and so many young people interested in doing it.
Yes, it's like it's revised. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I know they used to have quilting bees and things like that.
Well, in our area here, just north of us, is the Amish area where they quilt. And there is one quilting store where there are usually 4 to 6 women sitting around this large quilt. And it's the Amish ladies in there quilting by hand.
Wow.
We quilt on the machine.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's sturdy. And for the children, it needs to be sturdy that it can be thrown in the washer and the dryer repeatedly.
Sure. Yeah. So, well, I think it's a good project. You have some future projects.
Yes, we do. We have been associated now with Mother's Tears, which is for fallen servicemen who in the line of duty. And the quilt is given in May each year in Washington, D.C. to the mothers of these fallen officers. Then also we're working on Quilts of Valor, which we are making quilts in red, white, and blue that will be given to retired veterans. And we're going to start with the Second World War. Now, don't tell anybody, but we are going to start with our veterans in our park.
Well, that's nice. Don't tell a soul.
Don't tell a soul.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being my guest. We here at Kingsgate wish you much success with your projects.
Well, thank you. I'm sure the ladies will enjoy that.
Well, it's time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors, and it's also a great place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is the American Lung Association. Just a reminder, this program can be heard on your computer. Just go to WMOA1490.com, click on podcasts and senior news, and you've got it. And be sure to say a prayer for our nation and the world. And also, have a happy St. Patrick's Day coming up. This is Sally Hilly saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.